I love that sound.
It's pretty awesome.
I still love that sound every day, every time.
I'm always doing a little dance to it. Y'all can't see, but I'm doing it.
You're doing like your little shimmy dance thing?
A little head bang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes your bob go, your head bob, your foot tap a little bit. What's up, everybody?
Hey, y'all.
Law and Disorder coming at you with episode 119.
Woo, that's a big number.
Sounds like a lot. 119 of these. Before we get too far into it, let's thank the sponsors. Let's thank Wayspace Audio for the music, as always. And Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish, Google product, and cellular needs.
Thanks, guys.
And we are here, and we are talking servers.
Yeah, but we're going to do some...
Not like
we're
going to
do some Reddit reads. No, not computer servers.
Like
food servers.
Like the real workers, the grunters.
Yeah. Yeah.
The real heroes at the restaurant.
A little backstory to all the listeners. I used to serve in a restaurant for a very long time, much longer than I like to admit. It was my high school and college job, or out of college. So this really hit home for me. But we're going to do some Reddit reads. There's a Reddit thread out there that kind of everyone's listing like the cringiest dates that they've witnessed as they've been working in restaurants. And I know I'm sure I can't remember off the top of my head. I know I probably witnessed some very awkward dates. I'll try to remember one here by the end of the episode, but we're going to read through these because they're hilarious. And I'm hoping these all make you guys giggle and laugh and help put a smile on you for the rest of your day.
I have a good story. If we get to story time, I have a good one.
Okay. If I remember one, I have a good one too. Okay. So let's get into this. So the first story goes like this. A couple came into the restaurant I was working at dressed very goth. I wasn't their server, but I was running the cash register just a few feet away. They proclaimed to everyone that they were, quote, energy vampires, but not to fear them because they wouldn't hurt us. They also said they didn't need food for sustenance, but just enjoyed the tastes.
What?
Yeah. So after ordering the meal, they politely asked their waitress if she would stick around for a second so they could feed off of her aura and have enough energy for the night. So the waitress said yes, and this goth couple clasped their hands, closed their eyes, and made sucking sounds for a solid minute before they leaned back in their seats and sighing as if they had just had like a huge turkey dinner. And the waitress was tipped very well for her, quote, delicious energy.
What the heck?
Yep.
Oh my God. We start off here. It's got to get worse from here, right?
Yeah.
This is already pretty bad, first of all.
At least they weren't like the actual blood-sucking vampires that I've seen on TV. Like people who think they're real vampires and actually suck human blood.
That's a thing too? Them.
Yeah, that's a thing.
I didn't know that was a thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I won't talk about that anymore. That's gross. But moving on to our second story. So this person says that they waited tables at Olive Garden about 10 years ago. At the time, there was a guy and his wife that sat down at a table in a section and immediately started arguing. It was something about how the guy had an affair and, you know, and that affair resulted in a baby and how that baby was costing them money. And he said the argument, you know, finally culminated as he was bringing out their salads. So he brought out their salad. And as he's walking away, he hears the wife say, well, maybe if you hadn't boned our son's girlfriend and gotten her pregnant, we could afford to eat somewhere nicer than this Olive Garden.
Oh, no, it's longer than that. That's the whole quote.
Oh, look. Oh, I was waiting for you to laugh, but I'll finish.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look. The highlight of my meals, unlimited bag salad. Maybe you could save up and we can go to Joe's Crab Shack for our anniversary, asshole.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so her husband has an affair, and the affair is with their son's girlfriend, who he gets pregnant.
And now they can only afford to go to Olive Garden. Now, first of all, I kind of take offense to that because Joe's Crab Shack, I don't think is, well, one, Joe's Crab Shack, I think went out of business. So it wasn't as good as Olive Garden, but two, the price was similar. So I don't think, I think he kind of gave you your anniversary dinner with Olive Garden, honey.
Yeah, at least at Olive Garden, yeah, you still get unlimited soup and salad.
You get awesome music. There's a cool little ambiance. Come on.
The Joe, breadsticks.
Joe's Crab Shack just had people sitting on the tables dancing and crap.
Okay, let's move on to number three. I think we've all kind of maybe experienced this in one way or another, but this person's story goes like this. I witnessed a first date, and I would estimate that the couple was about college age. The couple is eating, and the girl says, "I'm having a really nice time, but my friend just texted me and asked me if I wanted to hang out, and I said yes. So I actually have to go right now. Bye." At least she was honest and told him she was leaving instead of the whole, "Oh, I have to go to the bathroom," and then they actually leave the restaurant and don't come back.
Oh, yes. I've seen that one happen. I want the next one. I thought the next one, this one's pretty cool.
Do it.
I was working at a wine bar when a married couple sat down on a pretty slow night. I went over the specials and they ordered. Once appetizers came out, the man thought it would be a good idea to serve his wife divorce papers. I did my best to avoid that side of the bar, but I did bring out tissues for the wife who was breaking down. I ended up boxing up their dinner. The guy paid, but I do not envy that ride home. What the effing F? Like, what? What?
Okay, that was so calculated. He did that so she wouldn't be able to, like, make a scene.
No, but you might not be able to find the body after she murders him on the way home. Like, come on. That's, oh my God, that's such a ballsy move. And she'll murder you later in your sleep, buddy. Don't worry.
If you thought she was going to be mad in general about getting divorced, if you told him in private, yeah, think about how mad she is now.
Now she's boning, now she's boning your son's girlfriend. Seriously, like, come on, dude. That's a jerk move, man. Don't do that.
All right, next story. This person says that they had a couple come in one night and everything seemed to be going just fine. They had just hired, their restaurant had just hired a new server who they were training. The new server was nervous about greeting tables, so they told her she could shadow the server and watch what they do. They went over to the couple's table, and all the new server, the girl that's training, she says is, "You effing bitch, I knew you were cheating on me." Turns out the guy at the table was her boyfriend, and he was on a date with his side chick, and he didn't know that his actual girlfriend had gotten a job at that restaurant. So her first table cheating is her boyfriend cheating on her with his side chick.
What?
Yep. On a good note, she did not get fired for saying that to him. So she got to keep her job. So that's kind of cool.
What?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. That's terrible.
Man. Or if he did that on purpose, that's even worse.
The balls on these people. The balls on these people. Okay, I'm going to get the next one here.
Okay.
When I was waitressing in college, I witnessed the single most embarrassing thing to happen to a person. Right in the middle of their dinner, and in the middle of Friday dinner night rush, this poor guy stood up, tapped his wine glass to get everyone's attention, and then proceeded to tell everyone what a fantastic person his girlfriend was. The whole time this is happening, she was just sitting there with the most bored look on her face. Then the poor guy pulled out a ring, got on one knee, and asked her to marry him. She gave him the most disgusted look imaginable and said, "This is the ring you expect me to say yes to? Could you be any cheaper?" She got up and walked out, leaving the poor guy just kneeling there. I didn't even charge him for the meal.
Aww.
Are you kidding me?
See, I think that's a big fear for a lot of guys in relationships when they want to do that and they're so scared that the person might say no. I think if you're that scared they're going to say no, you probably shouldn't be asking them.
But it's not even like, I mean, then she talks about, like, it's not even that she's going to say no. She's like belittling you and the ring that you bought her. I'm like, ouch.
I would be mad if, like, let's say we talked about marriage and we went ring shopping together and we knew the budget and we agreed on, you know, a few options within that budget and I liked them all. You know, a lot of couples do that kind of thing. But then, like, if he were to ask me and instead of seeing one of the rings that we agreed on, or at least one super, super similar to the ones we agreed on, he comes out with like this pathetic, ugly looking something that he did not, you know, research or ask me what I like or my friends or my family if I would like it, and went with something cheap and, you know, not great quality, I would be mad too.
Now, I think you should be mad at the guy. Let's say he makes six figures. He makes good money. He doesn't really have any debt. You know he's got money put aside. You know he's, and if he's just being cheap just for the sake of being cheap, then yes, I can kind of see that. You know, because it's like, you should splurge a little because it is your engagement and you're professing your love, blah, blah, blah. I think at that point you could say something. But if it's just some dude that doesn't really make a lot of money to begin with and he's done what he, the best he can do, that's a different story. Now you're just being a gold digger.
Yeah.
You know? So I'd love to hear how the, I'd love to hear the real side of the story besides just her being a B to him. But I just think that that's horrible. Like, dude, you just like, you were so, I mean, at that moment, you're nervous. You're super, obviously he's like proud of his wife or soon to be wife or well, whatever she was going to be. He's proud of the fact he's going to engage, you know, get proposed to her. And man, she just like deflates that dude.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Women can be vicious.
A girl brought two Tinder dates and played off each other game show style. They seemed to be unaware this was what would happen. Splitting the bill was hilarious. What?
I don't know if I understand that one. She played them off each other game show style. So, like, is she, like, asking them questions back and forth? Like, describe your perfect date.
I don't know. Maybe she's asking them both the same question. Yeah, like she's asking them the same questions to see who's giving her the better answer.
Because they're there at the same time. It's like she's interviewing both of them for the position of my boyfriend.
I don't know.
Wow.
What else we got?
Let's see here. This couple sat down, and from the girl's body language, you could tell that the girl was really into the guy. As the date progressed, she closed off and sat pretty much sideways and played on her phone. The body language shift occurred over maybe 1.5 hours later. He didn't stop talking the entire time. She did give some nods and like uh-huhs and like response to him, and she even perked up a few times to contribute, but his monologue never stopped. So basically this girl was on a date with this guy and he wouldn't shut up and wouldn't let her talk, and so she's like, I'm not interested in you anymore.
Oh my God. Okay, here's one. I was working as a supervisor in a restaurant. There was a couple that came to lunch every day. And every day they went to the bathroom together for like 20 to 30 minutes. So we all assumed they were having sex. It was inappropriate, but there was nothing we could do. Then one day the woman came to the restaurant with another man. That man was her husband, which made for a pretty awkward moment. Because everybody in the restaurant's like,
that first guy wasn't your husband?
Everybody's like, who's he? We've never seen that ring on her finger before. And then you start like putting it together and you're like, so we can't ask her if she wants the usual, and we can't ask where Steve's at because Steve comes every day at noon with her. You know, it's like, there's a lot of like you have to do a lot as that serving team to not out this person. Right. Because at this point they're a regular and they come in as a couple, blah, blah, blah. You don't want to be the one to out them. You know the dirt, but you're like, I don't want to be that person, but I also don't want to live this lie. So like, how far do I walk down this, how far do I walk down this line? You know? How dare you put me in that position? I bet that server got a good tip to shut up.
Hopefully.
They better have. Oh my God.
All right, let's go on to the next one. This person's story says that they worked in a resort hotel, a very high-end resort hotel, and they waited tables in the fine dining restaurant. And it was pretty common for people to propose there, and so much so that this person had a system for the whole thing. One guy came in and wanted to do the thing where you put the ring in like a glass of champagne. And the server talked him into doing a dessert alternative instead, because that wouldn't result in like a sticky ring and champagne on the floor and, you know, making a mess. So anyway, long story short, the server brings the ring, and the girl at the table who's getting proposed to says, "Damn it, I've told you before, I'm not marrying you." She flips, she's super calm about it, and basically treats him like a child having a tantrum. Which, to that guy's credit, he wasn't screaming or crying or yelling after her. He was just really upset. So she said no, even she refused the ring. She still ate the dessert. And then, you know, they still paid and left together. It was very awkward.
Here's another awkward proposal one. A guy proposed to his girlfriend at Olive Garden. When he got down on one knee and opened the box, she shook her head and stared silently. It must have been a whole 30 seconds of pure silence, but it felt like an eternity. Then the guy proceeded to describe the ring, how much it cost, the different aspects of it, etc. Finally, the girl just said no. The guy sat back down and they tried to finish their dinner.
So, oh, man.
So let me give you guys just a little bit of advice. Just a little bit for guys that are going to propose. So if you're going to take her to dinner, you don't have to spend like $1,000 on a dinner, right? A nice dinner could be what, like $200-$300, right? Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, and I still consider that a very nice dinner.
Safe to say that. $200-$300, like $400's like, I think, pushing it. So the thing I don't understand is you get her a nice ring and you take her to Olive Garden. Why didn't you just get a ring that was like $300 cheaper and take her to, you know, Del Frisco's or something? Like, seriously, like, you blow your whole load on the ring and then you take her to Olive Garden.
I honestly think some people think that Olive Garden is a very nice high-end restaurant.
It's not.
It's not. I agree. It is not. But I think some people would consider it that.
You can get their gift card at Walmart. It's not.
I think any restaurant that offers you unlimited anything besides water, anything unlimited, that's not a fancy restaurant. Like, no high-end, first-class, five-star restaurant is going to give you unlimited anything. For like, that's basically giving you something for free.
But the funny thing is that you could go, let's talk steak. Let's talk steak. What's a steak place like Texas Landing, or not, like Saltgrass, or
Outback, Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, something like that. You're going to go in there and you're going to spend like $70-$80 for a couple, for dinner, for you know, appetizer, blah. You're gonna spend like $80. Dude, you can go to Del Frisco's and you spend like $250, $200 maybe on the exact same meal. Get better quality, better ambiance, better everything. Like, just go to Del Frisco's. Just spend the money. Like, seriously. Like, save the money on the diamond. You know, save a couple of $100 on the diamond. And just get, you know, get the full experience. And don't take
it. But what if I would rather that money go towards my diamond, though?
Then that's great. If you know your woman, and you know that your woman would be like fine with freaking McDonald's, then you spend the money on the diamond because she's going to appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry, but if you've dated your woman long enough to want to propose to her, you should know that about her personality. You should know that she's going to flip out because you're a cheap ass because you took her to Olive Garden. And if you're surprised by that act, then you didn't know her to begin with. That's what I think.
Yep, I agree.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. Like, if I had done Olive Garden for Myrna, I knew Myrna's personality well enough to know that she would have really appreciated just the gesture in general. She would have appreciated the ring and all that in general. But, I mean, I gave her more than that to begin with. But I'm saying, like, I know that she would have appreciated it. So I wasn't doubting that she wasn't going to appreciate what I the way I did it, where I took her to dinner, all that good stuff. But, like, if you're that naive that you really just think, like, oh, you know, Sally that I've been dating for a year, she'll love this. She'll think it's awesome. No, she doesn't. You know if Sally likes that or not. You know if Sally's bougie.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You should know what you're marrying. And you shouldn't have to find out on that day that you're making a mistake. Like, sorry, you shouldn't. Like, you just didn't read into it that much. You didn't read the hints.
Wow.
I don't even know, like, do we recover from this? You know?
I'm trying to think of my own restaurant serving dating story. The best thing I can think of, and granted, this was a long time ago and I worked for so long, but I remember one time I had a group of, like, teenage couples come in that had just come back from, like, prom or homecoming or something. So it was probably like a group of 6 or 8 people, boys and girls, couples, you know, they're dressed all fancy in their fancy dresses. And of course they come into our restaurant, which makes no sense because we're not a fancy restaurant. I worked at Red Robin,
yum,
which is not fancy.
Was it Red Robin? Yum.
Yeah. Nightmares. Don't even. But they come in and, you know, we serve them and they're in my section and they were okay in how they acted towards me, but I immediately was so annoyed with them because they were just loud and obnoxious, and the girls were, like, berating the guys because that was how their personality was, and the guys were calling them bitches, and,
oh my
you know.
Gosh.
Yeah, and these were, like, teenage kids, and this is probably almost 10 years ago at this point. So this is pre-COVID. This is pre, you know, before all the Gen Alphas, Gen Zers, whatever, when kids were still kind of decent. But these kids were not. And I could not believe they were, like, treating each other this way. Because, like, they would, you know, berate each other. And then they would, like, laugh about something stupid. And then go back to berating each other and telling, you suck. And, you know, you're lucky I went to prom with you, or why are we together? You're lucky your mama likes me. I don't know. Stuff like that. And then go back to laughing. So, again, they were kind of decent towards me, at least, which is the main point for me. But the worst part of this story, Sergio, is that not only were they annoying and frustrating and embarrassing themselves, but you want to know what they did at the end of the night?
What?
They dined and dashed. And I'm not even kidding. I think one kid felt bad and left, like, $5. Like, I found a $5 bill on the table. And then nothing. None of the bills were paid. There was no other cash on the table or anything. And they all just, like, got up and ran out the door at once. And, of course, that's the time I think I was helping another table. So I couldn't, like, try to stop them or be like, hey, no, here's your bill. You need to pay. They dined and dashed. So not only were they crappy to each other as couples, but they were just crappy people in general who didn't pay their bill.
And you guys got to pay for that, right?
I did not. My restaurant was kind of, you know, nice and cool enough that when that happened, it did not come out of my paycheck. They just took it as a loss for the company. But I did have to give my manager the $5. So I just didn't get a tip, but I didn't, you know, have to pay for their meal.
God.
But it is a waste of, like, time. And, you know, I could have had another table set there that would have tipped me. And that just, oh, I was just so frustrated. Why did you come here if you couldn't afford to eat here?
I know. And maybe they could afford to. They were just being little turds.
I know. I think they were. I'm like, I'm sorry if you spent all mommy and daddy's money on your prom dress or drugs or I don't know, whatever you were doing, but go away and, like, don't eat here.
So I had an experience one time where we were at a restaurant It was me and Myrna. We were at a restaurant. It's like in the afternoon, like mid afternoon, and this guy, like these two people showed up, and the young lady was probably in her 20s, and this guy shows up wearing like sunglasses, and he's like all suave looking. You know, he's like wearing sunglasses inside. You know, he's super suave, but you could tell he's a little older, and he's trying to look younger. So we, our vantage point was like, we could see kind of like the back of his head, and we could see the girl, like the girl was facing us. And, you know, we could see some of him, and you could just see like the look on the girl's face where she's just like, oh, like this, like it was like a Tinder date or something. It's like, this guy doesn't look like his picture. He looks older. He's trying to look cool, whatever. So she goes to the bathroom. And she comes back a few minutes later, and then she's like, you know, you could see like the body language. She's like, oh, I gotta go, da da da. Something came up, and like, you know, they stand up, they shake hands, and the girl's leaving, and the girl's just like rolling her eyes on the way out the door. She's like, oh, this guy's like sucks. Like, what are we doing? So then the guy, like, kind of sits there, and he's like kind of slumped down. You could tell he's like all like sad looking. Takes off his glasses. You could tell he's just like, man, I thought I really had this. So,
aww.
So you know, like I think he was like, he was an older guy, like trying to level up to something younger. And
aww.
So then like 20 minutes later, this other girl shows up, and this other girl's like super happy. And she's just like, nah, 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 nah. And you're like, oh, that was like the guaranteed, like the hanger on her that he doesn't really want, but he wants to get his ego stroked. So then you see her like all like happy that he called her to come hang out with me on a Saturday afternoon. And you could just like see his body language like, oh, like, I don't want her here, but I don't want to feel bad about myself. And I need something to do later. So she's here. Like, she's guaranteed. It was pretty funny. It was this went on for like an hour and a half. Like, so it was a pretty, pretty funny, like social experiment to see going on in real time. Because once we figured out that it was like a Tinder date or like a blind date of some sort, we're like, ooh, we need to watch and see what happens. And then we just kept watching it. And I think we ordered extra drinks because we didn't want to leave. Like, you know, we just wanted to see it all play out.
That is funny and sad and interesting all at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just thought it was hilarious.
You would think this guy would like take a hint and be like, man, maybe I shouldn't lie on my dating profile. Maybe I should try to date women more my age, or at least be honest about my age, so I can find a younger girl who's into older guys. But no, instead of doing that, he's just always going to have a backup.
I mean, this dude was probably 40. And like I said, he was wearing like, you know, he was looking all GQ, and he had his sunglasses on, and he's like hanging out in the bar or the whatever, in the restaurant with his sunglasses on in the middle of the day. And the girl was clearly younger than him, like, you know, like I said, mid-20s. And this dude was every bit of late 30s, early 40s. And, like, when he took off his sunglasses, you'd be like, man, that dude does look old. Like, he looks way older now because, you know, he doesn't have sunglasses covering the bags under his eyes. But I just thought it was hilarious. And then the girl that showed up was more his age, more his style. You know, it was just pretty funny. It was pretty funny. But, you know, there's a lot of weird things you see out there, and you're, as a good server, you're supposed to be like a fly on the wall, right? You're not really supposed to be like disturbing people. Like, they're supposed to just go about their night. So you're doing your good job. If you're sitting there and you're able to do your job, and they're just able to chit chat and relax and talk like nobody's around, that means you're doing a good job as a server, because they're able to just enjoy their night, enjoy their dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people forget that you're there, or they get just a little too comfortable and they start saying weird things, doing weird things, whatever. So
I highly suggest to our listeners that the next time you're out to eat at a restaurant, people watch. You know, look around, open up your ears, and if you see something interesting, just sit there and watch. And I think you'll find you'll have a fun time with it.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
it's a funny story to tell later.
Yes. And don't take your girl to Olive Garden to propose to her.
No.
Ever.
Ever.
Just don't do it.
Mm-mm.
Just don't.
Just don't go to Olive Garden at all.
ban Olive Garden. We're going to ban Olive Garden.
I mean, what are we losing here? Some frozen breadsticks?
A bag salad?
Bag salad. Mediocre pasta. I'm good.
The cheese. The little cheese in the grater.
You know you can buy that grater, right?
Yeah, like Amazon, I think.
Yeah, if you just want the cheese grater, you can buy the grater.
That's hilarious. Well, I think that's going to wrap up. What are we calling this one?
I'm going to call it Reddit Reads Server Edition.
Reddit Reads Server Edition. So that's going to wrap up episode 119, yo.
What the?
So before we get going, let's thank the sponsors. Let's thank Wayspace Audio for the music and Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish, Google product, and cellular needs.
Thanks, guys.
So that's going to wrap us up. On behalf of myself and Miss Caitlin here.
Hey.
We are Law and Disorder. Law and Disorder.
There we go.
And we will holler at you guys next time.
Bye.
Laters.